Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's pretty much the basis of how he hires people, right? That they're good looking and look the part.
Yeah.
You know? Be pretty good to be Mr. World Series. You know? As Freddie Freeman, the homer that ended the classic last night. I'm going to call this phrase. Instant classic.
Instant classic.
Dave, you ever heard that before? Instant classic.
Did you come up with that one just now?
I just did. I just did. Chad Arbin, Adam Carter, Dave Harrigan here. News Talk 830 WCCO. Adam hanging around. More dumber than we thought. Plus, ask Adam anything. I'm going to read an op-ed from the New York Times. Big lefty rag. So let's just see what the lefties have offered us up. Saturday will be a grim milestone with the federal government shutdown. This is the day that 42 million Americans will lose federal food assistance. Congress must not let that happen. America is a great and wealthy nation, and our most important wealth is our generosity of spirit. The government shutdown has already touched countless lives, and not for the better. Key services have been curtailed, and hundreds of thousands of federal employees are working without pay. Millions of Americans rely on food assistance just to get by. SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is a lifeline that permits the needy to purchase basic food items at grocery stores. Again, last year, SNAP enrollees hit about 42 million. That's 12% of our population. We're not talking about high earners who don't really need the assistant. SNAP broadly limits assistance to those who make 130% of the poverty line and below. The American economy has not been kind to working people in recent years. What cost $100 5 years ago costs $125 today. There's no reason for any residents anywhere in America, including my state, where they should go hungry. Congress can still pass legislation during a shutdown, and it should pass my bill to keep SNAP benefits going. Last I checked, members of Congress are still getting paid. Republicans blame Democrats. Democrats blame Republicans. But all of those people have food to spare. One suspects if the senators couldn't buy groceries, the government would never close down again. Bernie Sanders? Does that sound like kind of something Bernie might say?
Yep.
Okay. That's Josh Hawley. That is the, as a texter somehow is determined on something else, Josh Hawley is a very conservative man. Proudly conservative.
Mm-hmm.
At times is one who, when liberals are talking about the senators, that bugs them most, it's Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley and some of his comments on the 2020 election were just flat out lies, right? But he also has a populism to him where he can resonate with a lot of people. And let me be crystal clear, because this is the second straight day we're opening with this same segment. It is shameful, it is disgusting, it is unacceptable, and it is indefensible that we cannot get the benefits to the individuals who aren't a million, aren't 5 million, 42 million people. And this comeback, and I'm seeing just some of the folks who pick and choose. It's very funny at it. They pick and choose when laws should be followed and not, because the administration is saying, we can't touch this right now. We have to save this for emergencies and other nutrition programs. Give me a bleeping break. Donald Trump challenges laws every single day, and most of his base loves it. Loves it. The exact quote from the administration about this was talking about putting pressure on Republican senators. By no means am I putting the entirety of the government shutdown on the Republicans. I flat out believe the Democrats should have kept the government open. So before you start with the TDS nonsense, I'll say it again. I believe the Democrats should have voted for the continuing resolution and shouldn't have shut the government down. But Donald Trump is just wielding this power, and he said repeatedly he's going to target Democratic programs. 42 million people shouldn't wonder the next couple weeks, Adam, where they're going to get breakfast, lunch, dinner for their kids, just for themselves. And Josh Hawley, hardcore conservative, is 100% right, both for the continuation of the benefits, but you know what Trump and the administration are trying to do? They're trying to put more pressure on Democrats, because I think they're delusional in their thinking that these numbers mainly affect Democrats. I'm not sure there's any basis for that at all. Is
not
it?
At all. When you're talking about that number of people,
yes,
it's absurd to view that that's just Democrats who are suffering.
Right.
Craziness.
What do you want to say about this? Because I think it should sicken all of us. We're about to talk with Union Gospel Mission in a couple weeks, what we've done with Let's Kick Hunger. We've learned a lot just because of our jobs about the number of people. Trust me, in my life, my mother has wandered this country at times for years with mental health when I've tried to help her over and over and over and over and over again. Right now, she's in a much better place where I'm making sure she's in a good spot. These are your friends. These are your neighbors. These are your relatives. And we're really going to say, because they can't figure out a bleeping deal on other aspects of the government, that 42 million people shouldn't know where their next meal's coming from?
It's absurd. And I think you nailed it when saying it. Indefensible, because and your view of who these people are, too, is just, A, there's no possible way it's just affecting Democrats. And even if it were, that's still not a good excuse to let people starve. Secondly, most of them are working. There are work rules associated with SNAP. These people are working, or they're college kids, or they're seniors, and have no control whatsoever over what you're fighting about in Congress. And to think that even this one piece of legislation that you couldn't get everybody on board to say, okay, we'll pass this. It is. It's shameful. It's anti-American. And it's absurd.
I believe a significant percentage of Republicans, if they didn't fear the wrath of Donald Trump and the leverage he wants to exert, would vote for Josh Hawley's bill in a second.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
This isn't AOC. This isn't Ilhan Omar. This isn't Tina Smith. This is one of the most conservatives in the Senate, who you may agree with 100% of the time, you may agree with 10% of the time. This is my point that I made, too, you know, with Trump and the Middle East. I gave him a ton of credit for that.
As did I.
You did, too. On the border shutdowns, gave him a ton of credit. For some of his other international dealings, gave him credit. Is this a guy I would ever vote for? No, it's just not. And you wouldn't either. That doesn't mean there aren't areas where you can find agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And just to the lazy, you're always for that person, always against. Sure, everybody's allowed to have an opinion, especially if you're a paid talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a funny concept. But you can see people who, when Congress actually worked, Think about when Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill used to gather together for maybe a cocktail or dinner and would find a way, as diametrically opposed to government as they were, and were able to find ways to get a deal done. When W first gets to the White House, he works a big education bill. You know who he worked with? Ted Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be. The other side isn't the devil.
No.
They're not the enemies.
John Boehner and Barack Obama.
Correct. Exactly. We need that. And this is where I would like some Republicans on the MAGA side to say, you know what? Josh Hawley's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with the Democrats for folks to say they should have continued this going. This is Schumer leaning the left. And I agree with that because he passed the same thing. He's worried about the left. I also am skeptical of Republicans really negotiating the ACA subsidies, but not at the expense of air traffic controllers and others not getting a paycheck. What do you want to say? You agree with us? You disagree with us? You want to add nuance? You want to text? You certainly can. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm going to buzz in.
Yes.
Do you have a guess right now? Because I have a guess. Okay. It's tied to Shohei Ohtani and the number 17.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Not even close.
Not even close.
No.
Adam?
I don't have a guess.
Music that Donald Trump would play at a rally.
You're much closer.
Oh, really?
Because it has to do with Donald.
Does.
And his love of ugly people. Okay. We have music about ugly people.
Do you have that sound bite? I mean, where he says...
Grab it in a second.
I've never cared for good-looking people.
Okay.
Okay. Can we look at the wives and everybody picks? All right, on Snap, and Josh Hawley's right, they should vote. First of all, they should figure it out, right? I mean, what a crazy concept, put the government back in place. And he's also right, too, if a number of these members of Congress, Adam, if their food was tied to Snap, I wonder how they'd vote.
Yeah.
I really wonder how they'd vote. Among the techs... Let's get plenty. We got plenty coming in. 651-461-9226. Thank goodness kids get free breakfast and lunch in Minnesota. It might be the only time they eat now. Another text. The tax breaks for the rich in corporate America are much more important than the basic necessities for those less fortunate. Republicans and them who vote for them are the problem. What do you want to say to that one?
I don't agree. The people we're talking about affected by this are not just affected by just because based on one political alignment. These are your neighbors, and just the generalization too that they're just people who don't want to work. It's ridiculous.
And also that every Republican is cruel and callous.
Yeah, that's...
It's insulting.
It is insulting.
It's not true. Do I wish the president would lead with more empathy? I really do. Do I believe that behind the scenes, he may be a fantastic father and grandfather and may be kind to his friends and helps them out? Sure, that's probably likely. And he has been involved in a number of significant conflicts across the globe. Obviously not as many as he suggested, but this is where I feel like the Donald Trump I used to see on occasionally on a CNN or a Fox, or if anything would get serious on a Stern or Letterman interview, that guy would have been saying right now as a businessman, if this was, I don't know, pick your Republican, where Donald Trump would say, come on, you can also make sure the SNAP benefits are there. I would just like to see the president say that. And if he wants to continue, blame the Democrats in other areas. But make sure people have food.
Yeah.
Why is that so difficult? And also, hey, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, bring Congress back. Bring the bill up. Vote on it. Let's see if we have some Republicans, and maybe even the president can be persuaded to say, nope, I'm not changing the core of the big, beautiful bill, but I'm going to make an exception here on SNAP benefits because it's 42 million and tens of millions of those probably voted for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Call it the Trump exemption.
Exactly. I don't care what they call it. Let's get it done. Hey, Chad, I'm glad you're touching on the SNAP issue. For what it's worth, my daughter's a social worker and has been a caseworker. The amount of hoops a person has to go through to get these benefits is almost insurmountable for most. Contrary to beliefs out there, they're not giving out this willy-nilly. Thanks, Chad. Oh, trust me, we see this a lot, and there are many people where this resonates in other areas when somehow the government's involved because of Quentin and his challenges, autism, and some assistance. And it's where Kathleen does much more of it than I do, by a lot. But what you have to go through over and over and over again, the county level, at the state level, at the federal level. And this is where I get it, where some people just say about the government, and this is, I hate that these insurance companies, Adam, make as much money as they do. But then I think single payer, as someone who gets caught up in this so much with Quentin for 20-some years, and I think, really? We're going to rely on this now for all of our insurance, and we're going to trust that it works? There's got to be some way where I don't have to read about UnitedHealthcare making $7 billion, but we can find out something better. My 47-year-old brother is barely works 15 hours a week, will lose his SNAP. Am I supposed to feel sorry for a lazy dude who just sucks off the government? What do you want to say about that?
Does that exist? Yes. Do people do that? Yes. But to just automatically assume that in your case, your brother's situation is the situation for everybody else when we're talking 40 million people is absurd. Especially, as I said before, there are work requirements attached to many of these SNAP benefits. And again, and I'm sorry that that's your situation with your brother and your strained relationship, sounds like with him, but he is not reflective of the vast majority of people that get these benefits.
Dave, if we decided to eliminate all benefits because some abused it, and we're talking county and state and federal programs, we wouldn't have a single program out there.
No, correct.
Zero.
Yes.
Now, can we be stronger? Do we have enough oversight to make sure you don't have individuals, if this texter's telling 100% the truth, and I'll trust him, to try to stop that? Sure. But that is, to me, that's always such a backwards way of thinking. That because We have those who abuse it, as Adam just nailed. So 40 million others who genuinely qualify for this, they have to lose because, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000, whatever it might be, are abusing the system.
In business and retail, they, what do they call it? Shrinkage, right?
Yeah.
You know that. Thank you. Thank you very much. I was in the pool! You open a business, you open a retail shop, and you realize things are going to happen. Things are going to get stolen. Things are going to break. It's just part of the cost of doing business. You try to cut down on it, obviously, as much as you can. Just like all these programs, you try to cut down on as much fraud and as much lying and deceit as you possibly can. But you know what? We're a rather wealthy country. I think we can afford it to put these programs out there to do as much work as you can to eliminate things like fraud and the things like lying about what you're doing and why you need the benefits. But you know what? Things are going to slip through the cracks. But at the end of the day, yes, you need these programs. You need these programs for the millions and millions and millions of people that, frankly, will die if we don't have them.
More taxes, 651-461-9226. Congress already passed the bill, guys. No, they haven't. They just have not. Why would Josh Hawley, conservative, be writing this, by the way, in the New York Times? It's one of, along with Melissa, it's probably the biggest national story right now in the country that SNAP benefits are ending Saturday.
He's like Mike Johnson on some issues. Sometimes you just never hear it. You never heard about that.
Last text. Chad, the way I understand the government shutdown, the Democrats want to extend the ACA tax credits before voting for the continuing resolution to temporarily fund the government. The Republicans want the Dems to vote to reopen the government, then the Republicans will renegotiate. If the Democrats vote to reopen the government and the Republicans tell the Democrats to pound sand on tax credits, won't that make Republicans look like the bad guys and the Democrats can beat them over the head on this issue? How about that part? Because part of the reluctance for the Democrats is because the texter nails it. That's what they want. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see so many people in the ACA. By the way, millions and millions of Republicans, millions and millions of people who voted for Trump and believe in him and probably want him to be president forever.
Right.
They're going to suffer also. They just don't believe that the negotiation will be genuine going forward. Do you believe that?
It's hard to believe. I mean, can I trust Congress to whichever party it is to do the noble thing or do the things in good faith? No. I mean, I can flatly say no.
And some of this did jump up because of COVID. And so do we have to stay at all the levels when we're well out of COVID? We don't.
Right.
We don't. But we could open up the text lines right now all the way through Henry's show and say, what are you paying for insurance right now? And how dramatically has increased? And it's scary out there.
Yeah.
And it's scary. And the ACA is more popular than it once was. Did it ever live up to both? That it was going to cover more and lower costs, and you keep your doctor? No.
No?
No.
Big problems with that.
Big problems.
Yeah.
Because covering more people? Absolutely. No doubt. Consistently lowering costs across the board? No. And a lot of people weren't able to keep their doctor.
No, right.
So in that area, Barack Obama did not live up to his word.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump came down the escalator 10 years ago. And there's not a Republican alternative.
Nope.
And they've had the House and Senate multiple times to try to get that done. All right, much lighter. Ask Adam anything. Let's get a lot of texts here. Light commentary, not politics. Fun. Throw some peculiar, unique, different questions at Mr. Carter. 651-461. 9226. I'm going to talk Aquarius, and I'm going to talk about what I'm holding right here in my right hand. It is a glass of water, and guess what? It's not from the Connecticut drinking water system. It's from this drinking water. What do you think of this drinking water down here, Carter?
Could be better.
Could be better. I think our company, by the way, hey, Closed Circuit to Odyssey, why don't you work with AquariusHomeServices.com And right now, until the end of this month, and Adam has confirmed, it's still October. Work with them, because right now, with that great Kinetico drinking water system, until the end of this month, you can save up to 25%. Might they continue it? I don't know. But I know right now it's scheduled to end. The Kinetico drinking water system is great for yourself. Don't be dehydrated. Feel better for your coffee, your hot chocolate, your oatmeal, whatever it might be. And yes, AquariusHomeServices.com will also help you with your furnace, with your AC, with your utility room, and with that water softener. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. Worth reaching out. Really good people. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.